This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, today we're going to be talking about this Ken Dorsett matter, and we're also going to try to get through some more of the Prime Minister's speech at the University of the Bahamas a couple nights ago. And we will, if we have time, although we may be able to do it another day, we will get into the Prime Minister's contribution to the debate on the carbon credits that we were talking about the other day. Try to explain what's going on. Is their approach perfect from what I heard today? I'm not sure. The carbon credit market is kind of messy at the moment, but we'll talk about what they're doing locally, and we'll try to assess that. Like I said, we may not get into it today because we were still dealing with the Prime Minister's lecture, which is timely, talking about national development, et cetera. And I do want to talk, before I get into back into that, about the Ken Dorsett matter. Someone's already texting me. One, be nice today. Don't lose your cool. Okay. Okay. I didn't lose my cool yesterday. Actually, let me say this, and I think this will inform our discussion and everything moving forward, because A, I don't care what you think about me. I let that go long time. Like, I used to like care a little bit, like when my mom was still alive. I don't at the moment. I'm on my own, essentially. I know I have family and people who love me, but if I don't make it happen for me, it ain't gonna happen for me, period. All right, no day I wake up and go, well, who's going to make it happen for me today? You, That's all. You in the mirror, you got to make it happen for you. And you got people depending on you who you got to make it happen for. And ain't nobody going to make nothing happen for you. So I don't care what you think about me. I don't care if you think I'm rude. I don't care if you think I'm not nice. I don't care, just because I got to do my own thing, right? And that's just me. I used to come on this radio and be like, I'm going to be like a robot and have this, here's my radio personality, and I'm never going to stray from this, and I'm never going to be, I'm going to be unflappable, and like I'm writing a newspaper article, and that's not what this is, okay? I am a human being. You react to me with some nonsense, I'm going to shoot it back to you, and I'm not going to be nice about it, and I don't care how you feel about it, and that's just where we are, all right? You don't get to tell me how to behave. You don't get to tell me how to feel. You don't get to tell me how to react, ever. A guy asked me the other day, when you run for politics? Here's my answer. Never. You know why? Because Bahamians have confused straightforwardness with arrogance and rudeness. Bahamians have confused a refusal to pander, a refusal to buy into victimhood that has become really popular, as haughtiness, as you think you're better than me, as you too must be part of this corrupt system that's bearing down on all of us, right? So I'll never run for office because I'm never going to try to be popular with you guys. If you want to hear what I'm saying and you want to chime in, not a problem. But as far as personality goes, this is what you got, man. And I tell you what, it's easier to turn off your dial than it is to try to change me after 45, 46 next month, years of life. This is just where we are, all right? So you can start off by telling me be nice today and don't lose my cool, but I'm going to do me, all right? So if you want to come along for that ride, let's do that, all right? But you don't get to tell me how to be. And I don't care if you think I'm rude at all. And in fact, I think I'm being nice, because what I really want to say might get me not employed anywhere in this country ever again. Anyway, let's continue. So Ken Dorsett wants $4.16 million plus damages from the government. Let me start off by saying this. I think it was either an incredible feat of just gross negligence, or perhaps, I don't know what to call it. How do you find the two least credible witnesses in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas who dealt with government officials to be your key testimony in these trials against former members of parliament? It can't be easy, right? That you've Barbara Hanna and Jonathan Ash have to be, and I've seen a lot of court trials and court matters. I've rarely ever seen two worse witnesses who were totally not credible, perhaps in my life, ever, right? So, and I don't know what possessed you. After the Shane Gibson trial, I don't know what on earth possess you to keep going with that Ken Dorsett matter. I would have left that smooth alone and kept it pushing. Watch when Frank Smith come for you. He $4 million gonna be a joke. Now, Dorsett says he's making $1 million a year. I don't know about that. Frank Smith probably does, you know? Anyway, let's go through it. I've never seen anything like this. And it's there are very few cases of this in our country's history. A couple of them were slam dunk. A couple of them didn't end up in any guilty verdict. But I don't know how they just ran into this so quickly and in such an insane manner too. Is there no? Do you sit down and go, does no one have any kind of understanding of how court matters work? So you're protected in parliament, right? You got qualified privilege. For the most part, anything you say is protected, right? Anything you table. You're going to get up in Parliament as the Prime Minister, detail what you're alleging is criminal activity involving the government, the previous administration, and the Hurricane Relief Fund, and Jonathan Ash is involved in Jonathan Ash is someone who was being involved in this. You get up in Parliament and say all that, and then you say, I'm going to forward it to the Attorney General. And then the Attorney General goes and has three four members of Parliament prosecuted. All right. Frank Smith was most recently a senator, but he was indeed a member of Parliament. Okay. Three of them you're going to have prosecuted, one based on involvement from the same witness that you called without any sort of fair in Parliament just because you wanted to make them look bad. So then you're dealing with this witness. The police investigation, the witness statements don't align. And Fred Mitchell asked us to summon our courage and publish matters that were before the court and not yet introduced as evidence. And that's good for you to say, Mitchell, when you start handing out journalism jobs, let me know. Well, he's probably in a position to do that now. But yeah, courage, don't enter into it. It's just a matter of you got to be prudent and let the matter play out. All right? So we get to the trial. It's a mess. Ash is not at all credible. Not only is he not at all credible, you guys are providing him with all sorts of extra security. I understand he was allowed to carry a firearm. I guess he thought he was under threat. I don't know. Then Ash gets locked up for selling liquor during the pandemic. Come on. Anyway, actually, he wasn't even locked up. He just was allowed to come to court for the hearing. All right. I don't understand why y'all went through that. If you didn't have a case, say you don't have a case. If you want to make a case for misfeasance, sure. But you cannot do that to people and expect the PLP and those same people not to want some form of, I wouldn't even say payback, justice, right? You lock me up, and I'll read the Ken Dorsett thing. You lock me up. And we didn't even include all of what he put in his statement in the article. I explained to you what happens when you lock somebody up and why you have to be careful with that. You shouldn't be scared of doing it, but you have to be careful with it, particularly if it's your political opponent, particularly if they're a public figure. You have to be very careful of this, all right? Because you are dealing with people's reputations. I'm on record saying I think if you're charged with crimes that are involving corruption, fraud, particularly if you were in a government agency, you should resign. I think you should resign your seat. You don't have to agree with me on that. That's how I feel. I'm not telling you how you should think about it. I'm telling you how I think about it. And that's where I am with that, okay? But you got to be very careful when you're doing this to people. Having said that, if you believe you got evidence, you have a duty to prosecute. From what I understand from Barbara Hand, not sorry, not what I understand, from what I witnessed, read about with Barbara Hanna, they had to drag her to court. She said on the record, she did not want to testify. All right. Now we could discuss corporate governance best practices with Frank Smith and his company, lending Hannah her son money, et cetera. We could have that discussion. All right. But that is a far cry from a clear cut case of bribery, extortion. Okay, let's talk about what Ken Dorsett says. $4 million. I was going to sue you too. That's right. I was going to ask for 20. And just see how it all shakes out. That's all I'll talk about. Wayne Monroe. I'm so sorry, Wayne Monroe. I don't agree with your logic at all. I know you say look up court precedent and all. I don't care. If you're using my money to settle cases, it's government money. I need to know. Okay? There's no circumstance under which I don't know. All right? It makes zero sense, because here's why it makes no sense, right? You're settling the case because you probably figure you will lose in court. That's normally why you would settle a civil suit, right? If you were to lose in court, the judge would declare how much the government had to pay. So how is it that if you decide to end the matter early, it now becomes a secret matter? Had it gone through the court system, it would have been public knowledge for everyone. But you decided to settle it to avoid that outcome. Why don't we get to know? I totally disagree with your logic, Wayne Monroe. Totally. It's public money. There are no circumstances where public money should be kept, how we spend public money should be kept from the people. None, right? If I'm getting a government contract, you tell everybody. Wow, I got $1 million of government contract. That's right. That's right. I got $1 million. What's the issue? All right. That's how much I charge. Like when y'all did the Ian Porter thing, that's why I say I never hate on the dude. Did we get value for money with $30,000 a month? What'd you drop value for money? That's my price. Value for money. If you come paint my house and you tell me it's 10 grand to paint my house, and another fellow tell me it's 2 grand, and I think you're a better painter, and I pay you 10 grand, that's my price. Value for money, that's what I charge. If you a lawyer and you a QC, right, and you charge in $1,500 an hour, is that a just and fair price? That's the price, all right? So when I get my $1 million contract, that's the price. You ain't gonna worry about what all I did, but I'll show you what I did, but that's the price. You understand? When you wanna employ somebody and I say, here's what I'm looking for, that's what I want, all right? And that's called commerce. Okay, so... But there's no reason you should keep that hidden. Let's talk about Ken Dorsey. What he wants before we got to go to a break. Hold on, I got to get to the website. Boy, BTC, they don't want y'all win, son. I got to tell you, it was going so good. All right, I'm here. All right, now it's kicking. There we go. Boom. Back on top, BTC. BPSU head threatens industrial action. Uh-huh. Okay, so Dorset alleges $4.16 million in losses. Former minister sues government, seeks other damages as well. Listen. I like Ken Dorset. I don't know if I believe he's making $1 million a year. I need to see that. AB. We need to start instituting income tax in this country. Anyway. Says, alleged for people who make $1 million a year. When I start making $1 million, we'll raise the ceiling. Alleging that police officers were acting on direct instructions from the political directorate when they arrested him in 2017. See? So as a politician, right, how lost you got to be to go in the House of Assembly, talk about the corruption of the former administration, mention Jonathan Ash by name and the different programs he was involved with. And then a couple months later, you have people arrested with Jonathan Ash as the chief witness. You're taking a foreign to the attorney general. How are you supposed to separate politics from that? You see him brave say anything about the Adrian Gibson matter? Never, right? Not never. He's like, I can't talk about that, right? You think brave got him announced and look at the water into it? Not Alfred Sears didn't do it. No one did it. Because they understand they want to come to it at a point where you can say, okay, I'm coming at it with at least the appearance of clean hands. We got to take a break? Okay, one sec. Alleging that police officers were acting on direct instructions from the political directorate when they arrested him in 2017, former Minister of the Environment and Housing, Kenrid Dorset, who was brought up on corruption charges and whose case was discontinued earlier this year, has filed an action against the government in the Supreme Court, outlining the $4.16 million in loss and damage he says he suffered as a result. Dorset alleges unlawful arrest, malicious prosecution, and misfeasance in public office on the part of certain public officials. The pecuniary damages of $4.16 million includes $253,000 in legal fees, $3.5 million in lost revenue over 5 years, $407,900 in liquidation of real estate and securities, and $3,000 for a canceled family vacation in Las Vegas as a result of his arrest. Boy, he ain't playing at all. He wanted the money back for the vacation. In addition to, this is actually quite distressing to read a lot of the stuff he's talking about, even though, you know, the millions, I got a question. In addition to the $4.16 million, the former minister is also seeking unspecified aggravated and exemplary damages. So he's really looking for more. Dorsett, an attorney and businessman, alleges high-handedness and unconstitutional misconduct on the part of the government and police officers. He alleges in a statement of claim that it was the intent of senior members of the Miss administration to manipulate the Royal Bahamas Police Force and prosecutorial authorities to have political opponents imprisoned. The police officers involved in the unlawful arrest and unlawful detention of Dorsett were influenced by the stated intent of the political directorate, the statement of claim says. In his action, Dorsett names the attorney general as the first defendant and Jonathan Ash as the second defendant. All right. Let's take a break. We'll take a break. And, let me read this real quick. It says, in March, the director of public prosecutions announced that a nolle prosequi was issued after Ash, the prosecution's key witness, indicated his intention not to testify. Attorney General Ryan Pinder later said in the Senate that Ash wanted to be paid for his testimony, and the government does not do that. We must pay you. Tell me what y'all was on. Y'all promised to pay Ash? What was happening? I have grave, because see, my concerns often don't involve the minutiae. Or even my concerns don't often even involve this overarching conspiracy theory of everyone's out to get us. Some people are out to get us. But my concern often is that these people get in government and sometimes operate with such a lack of transparency and an understanding of the responsibility and duty and reputation of office that it often informs my view that we need to vote people out and change our system radically and vet people more strongly who are involved in our system. How could you offer to pay this man to testify? Anyway, let's go to a break. And we'll be right back. Because you could pay anybody to testify about anything. I could go find and do it right now. Give them some money to go testify. It don't work like that. All right, we got to go take a break. And we'll be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so they can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Wilmax Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. It's so good to have you with us. Okay, so Ken Dorsett wants $4.16 million. I mean, he might have been making $1 million a year. Although I'm never running for office. For certain, I would never run for office before I'm making $1 million a year. But you know what I find happens usually? Because if you're well-intentioned in politics in the Bahamas, it's often a thankless exercise. But I find that people have some level of security, and then they'd want to run for office. Some people. And then some people are just popping up out of the woodwork around running for office. Anyway, maybe he's making $1 million a year. I don't know. This says that Dorsett alleges that for an unknown period, wait, no, hold on. In his statement of claim, Dorsett outlines the dehumanizing treatment he says he received from police and prison officials. This all came, he says, after Ash, on or about June 30th, 2017, deliberately made a false complaint against him to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, in which he falsely alleged that he had paid Dorsett $10,000 and $50,000 on two occasions following alleged threats to cause Ash to be removed from the public dump in Providence. Dorsett alleges that for an unknown period commencing at some point in June 2017, Ash colluded with unknown individuals to injure him by maliciously making false accusations. Dorsett alleges that Ash knew that his complaint was false and he made the false complaint for the purpose of profiting from the injury and damage he intended to inflict upon him. Hard to argue with that, isn't it? When the Attorney General said that Ash expected to be paid for his testimony. You can't. Here's why we don't do that. Okay? Because you can easily discredit a witness if they're being paid to testify. All right? Now, if you're saying, I'm going to put you in protective custody, that means I put you up in the house, I provide you with security, that's a different thing than saying, I'm going to give you cash, and you got to follow through this testimony, and then you get the cash. Or you get the cash and then you testify. You can't do that because, again, let's go back to my code of my mantra. People will lie about anything. People will steal anything. People will kill people for any reason. All right? Dorsett says a subsequent statement indicated that Ash knew that Dorsett had no authority to hire or fire anyone contracted to work on the public dump. As at all material times, Ash and the police officers involved in the investigation knew that the Office of the Prime Minister and Ministry of Finance supervised the dump following the fire, which precipitated the hiring of Ash. Further, according to Dorsett, the said subsequent statement of Ash and transcript of WhatsApp communication between Ash and others indicated that Ash had agreed to pay candidates of the Progressive Liberal Party political contributions to their campaign. He offered to make a payment of $10,000 to Dorsett, but that no such payment was ever made. Dorsett's legal team intends to show there was a conspiracy to injure his reputation and his professional and business relationships. Dorsett contends that authorities used public resources on a political persecution against him. He alleged the police officers from the anti-corruption unit and or the central detective unit without reasonable or probable cause arrested him and charged him with numerous offenses. Let's do some text messages before we get to go. Let's do another break. This is, I'm sure the PLP will meet him halfway. I wouldn't surprise me if they gave him the $4 million. It says, morning one, every time the PLP passes a bill, the FNM insinuates only the PLP will benefit from it or they may do something criminal. And Pintard keeps saying the PLP will have a supermajority. That is why they have to watch carefully how the PLP proposes and passes these bills. Say, but Juan, was Pintard sleeping between 2017 and 2021 because they had a supermajority? They had 35 out of 39. The PLP had 32 out of 39. But what Pintard did was give the power of 35 to the power of one. One competent authority. Pintard just talks and complains too much and always looking for credit and praises for something. The FNM needs another leader. I don't know if the FNM needs another leader. They need a better strategy. That's for sure. They need a better strategy. That's for certain. Like, I was watching the debate today. And firstly, it looks like you guys read that bill when Davis was giving his communication on it. That's what it sounded like to me, that you guys seem familiar with what was going on. Secondly, the notion that a private company will manage the carbon credits on behalf of the government sovereign wealth fund and have a 49% profit stake in the carbon credit stuff. You could argue whether that's good policy or bad policy, but for the FNM to say that it is somehow unheard of, I would refer you to the New Providence Ecology Park, where you guys had a public-private partnership and private interests are running that and getting revenue to do so. So there are other examples of what the FNM did as well. I'll refer the Free National Movement to the sale of BTC, which Bahamians were not allowed to be involved in. So, you know, all this preening about what you're about, you know, sometimes flies in the face of what actually happened or what we actually see. Is the PLP right in what they're doing? I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm not certain. I'd have to look a lot more closely at it. Says, I don't think Sands would tolerate Minnis. Only a party with no sense of reality would let one man continue to sink their party to an all-time low. The man who locked people up saying it's good to expunge the people record. I know, right? You know what the funniest part about? Did you watch Minnis in the House last night? People want me to stop talking about Minnis. I mean, why? Did he shut up when I asked him to? He kept talking, right? Why should I shut up? So, Glennis Hannah Martin goes, we're doing this because of you. You know, where was this compassion that you talk about and this fear of like government overreach when you were telling the police go lock people up at 10:01? So Minnis says he doesn't recall ever saying that, right? He says he doesn't ever recall telling the police go lock people up. So here's how lost he is. Where he tells people go lock people up, where he tells police go lock people up, is on his Facebook page, right? And in fact, hold on, I'll play it for you. This is saying him in the House saying he don't recall. Yeah, lock him up, 10:01. That's y'all boy. This is Christmas 2020. Lock him up. They on the road at 10:01. You don't recall saying that. The bill yesterday was to treat the convictions as spent of the people you told the police to go lock up. It was the pandemic. Everybody was getting locked. Were they? Because locking down don't work. It didn't work. They still locking down Shanghai. And they still spreading coronavirus. It locked the people up. You don't remember saying it. But I must shut up, right? I must move on. I gotta move on. Yeah? I'm the one who's running out. I hate people. I want them to die, right? You're not accountable for none of that. 1001, lock them up. And so many of y'all just went along. Somebody messaged me, oh, I lost a lot of respect for you, but since your mom died, no. You lost respect for me. I lost respect for y'all. That y'all went along with that? I don't respect. I lost faith in your ability to reason and think, let alone respect. Respect ain't even part of the equation. We got to go to break. Let's go to break. I'll talk about, though. I'll shut up about minutes for now. I'll talk about the Dorset thing. Stay tuned.
Celebrate every day like a birthday with Marco's Pizza Carryout Special. Spend less and get more with our large one-topping pizza for only $10.50. Yes, one topping of your choice served on our fresh dough, fresh cheese, and signature sauce. Every single day for only $10.50. Marco's Pizza, where every day something special happens. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Incurs. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Hello? Keisha, you something else, boy.
Who this is?
Tamika? You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine, cause you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, I not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Bahamas, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We only got a couple of minutes till the break, so what we'll do is let's just deal with text messages as much as we can. Thanks said 49% equals 51%. You have to talk the line with that. I don't recall him saying that. It says, great show as usual in Minnesota defense. I don't think he could remember every stupid thing that comes out of his mouth, because he said over a billion stupid things in the last 12 years. Yeah, it may be a billion at this point. One, how is it a public employee could be transferred to do another job, sue the government for the transfer, collect the money, and still be employed by government? I mean, I'm not, again, you're talking about Fernander, right, and Delvo. Again, I want to couch my statements because people lie so easily, it seems, about what I say. I don't understand what they got paid for. I'm not saying they should not have gotten paid. I'm saying I have no idea what they would have gotten paid for, because the damage would have been rectified with the promotions. Would it not? You have sent me to go watch the Boys Industrial School, whatever it is. And I'm suing you to be like, I want to be put in my rightful place. And the new government comes in and I'm made commissioner of police. And the other person's made the deputy. You can't do no better than that. Say one, the truth is not in menace and will never be. My boy said, that's the one call. I don't recall saying that. It's on your Facebook page, man. Oh, boy. It says, fastest way for me to lose my cool is someone tells you don't lose your cool. Yeah, no doubt. It says, people also have an issue with the... People also have confused confidence with arrogance. I'll say this. I've been places, right? I'm not used to this idea, and I guess it is other places and other places. I can't get used to the idea that if you have some level of public popularity, that you should treat disrespect in turn with tolerance and respect. My mind can't wrap around that concept. So if you break me off disrespect, then please do not expect compassion and empathy and respect and kindness in return. Not from me. There are many people who will take that and just go meekly, okay, brother, not I, right? This says, my question is, regarding all these lawsuits, who's going to protect the Treasury and by extension the Bahamian people from these politicians' lawsuits? It's a waste of our money. It must be thoroughly addressed. Well, you'd have to address, I guess tort reform. Dorset's bank account for the past several years verifies income, and I doubt it's $4 million because it sounds like we want to kill the Treasury. It's a bit much now. Well, I put it to you like this. Anyway, it's not the same, but I'll put it to you like this. Takitota, right? He got $1 million, and he was falsely imprisoned for 8 years. Great show as usual. One, I think you deserve to let loose once in a while. We need a show where you say what you really want to say. Please alert me in advance when we get that show. No, I still have to live and move about in this country. So there's got to be a filter. I'm not really going to say what I want to say. No, I'm going to keep it real. I'm just not gonna say it like I wanna say it all the time. So this doesn't mean any of these guys are innocent. It just means that the investigations were sloppy and biased. Cut the chase, follow the money and assets, and question how the accused got these uncountable assets. Well, exactly. Right? I don't know what nobody did. I don't know. You who text me, you could have murdered your parents and they could be in your backyard, or you made sausages out of them. I don't know what you did and didn't do. I don't know. Came in, you did something. I got to have some proof, eh? I got to have some reliable evidence. This says, the Bahamas, I'm not saying you murdered your parents. It's just hypothetical. It says, the Bahamas prosecution is the worst in the world. Well, I don't know about the world. I'd have to quantify that. Juan, where's the proof he made $800K per year? I'd like to see it too. Seriously, I'm going to go to your businesses and law firms for you to enumerate that for me, and you got to show me that, and like business license filings, VAT filings, etc. Because legal fees are VATable, so that's traceable. I don't know what businesses you own, but business licenses, if you're making $1 million a year, then I'm going to go with your businesses were making over $100,000 a year, so they had to be VAT registered. This is one. How can we determine, but the government's secretly settling these cases, how can we determine if the settlement is above board?
Agreed.
We don't even know what the settlement is. One, all these club members are suing because their man is in power and is ponying up. All of these settings, rightfully or wrongfully, is going down a dangerous rabbit hole. I mean, I'll read the rest of Dorset's thing for you after the news break. I would sue too. All right? I would sue too. You falsely, if I believe I'm falsely arrested and you don't have a case and you drop a case, I'm going to sue also. And I'm going to want every dime, and I don't care who crying about it. You do this to me, you ruin my business, you ruin essentially my life for years on it. I'm suing too. Point blank. Now, someone got to show me where he's making $1 million a year. All right, we got to go to the news. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. All right, we were talking about Ken Dorset. I was going to try to get to what Brave Davis had to say, but we'll see if we get there. All right. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be on air. We're going to have our brother Anku come and give you some knowledge about your history. All right. I need to portion out, like, y'all need it. Y'all need, I don't want to hear about Africa. Why you hear about Africa? You're going to hear about it. You need it. I don't like my vegetable. You're going to take your vegetables. I don't want to think it through. You're going to think it, you're going to have to, or you're going to tune out. I got to bring him. I need to bring some fellas who, like, been to prison so they could talk reality to y'all. I need to bring, they could bring the Rastas, right? Teach y'all about Marcus Garvey and King Emmanuel. Y'all need it. I don't like going to the gym 5 days a week. I need it. Sometimes it's what you need, right? My kids don't like take medicine and vitamin. You need it. You gonna need your y'all boy. If Priest Blyden was still here, son, how to make that a standing invitation. All right, let's get back to what we were talking about. This says hold on. Oh, here we are. Dorset's legal team intends to show that there was a conspiracy to injure his reputation and his professional and business relationships. Dorsey contends the authorities used public resources on a political persecution against him. We got a call on the line. At the end of it, I don't like talking to y'all. It's that sometimes y'all be calling and talking about something completely random. That may be my fault because I often drift into randomness, but you know, only me should be doing that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Bob McCartney. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
And I'm not going to be random either. One.
Okay.
When you're looking at a revolution is 360 degrees, a full circle, right?
Right.
Right. Now, right. Now, one, I respect you from time in your show start, right? You come up full throttle, right? Seeing that you a quarter throttle now, your revolution, you say you have the, I mean, you have to look up your family and everything, keep your job and watch what you say and this and that, right? So, I mean, you got to change the name of your show, man.
I can do that.
What are you going to call it?
I don't know. You tell me.
90 degrees? That's a quarter throttle.
All right, we can do that.
Okay.
Bet. We doing that.
All right.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Take your time. All right, for sure. All right. Let's go to back to Dorset. This says, Dorset contends that authorities use public resources on a political persecution against him. So he alleges that the police officers within the anti-corruption unit and or the central detective unit, without reasonable or probable cause, arrested him and charged him with numerous offenses. Statement of claim says the police officers acted maliciously toward Dorset with the intent to deprive him of his liberty or in reckless disregard of the possibility that he might be unlawfully imprisoned. Outlining the alleged malice, the statement of claim adds that Dorset's bank accounts showed that there were no deposits into his accounts that correlated with the amounts of money falsely alleged by Ash to have been paid to Dorset. David was invited to attend a confrontation with Ash and agreed to the same, but the police elected not to conduct the confrontation without any explanation and thereby deprived Dorset of the opportunity to demonstrate his innocence. The police officers who were involved in the quote unlawful arrest and unlawful detention of Dorset at the time, appointed for the confrontation without any warning to Dorset, escorted him to be arraigned before the magistrate's court at a time of the day when an application for bail could not be made with the intended consequence of Dorset being remanded to Fox Hill Prison, the court document says. Dorset alleges that the officers knew that Ash made statements of fact which contradicted his said false complaint. Okay, let's slow down here. Okay? Actually, hold on. Let me read this part too. It says the court Dorset document says Dorset was invited to attend the Central Detective Unit to assist with an ongoing investigation on July 13, 2017. He was arrested prior to. According to the statement of claim, one of the investigating officers said to Dorset, if it were up to them, the matter would not be pursued, but they had received instructions high up the political ladder. Okay, so let me pause right there. Okay, so Dorset's legal team intends to show there was a conspiracy to injure his reputation and his professional and business relationships. That is where I believe Dorset has a problem in his pursuit of damages. How do you prove that? How do you prove a conspiracy to injure your reputation and your professional and business relationships? So proving conspiracy requires some sort of evidence, all right? And conspiracy is usually the thing that gets people wrapped up on major charges. So most of the drug guys who went to prison in the U.S. From the Bahamas, they're on conspiracy charges. And conspiracy can get you up to life in prison. Buju Banton, he went to jail on a conspiracy, but they had video of him and his friend testified against him. And that's why although I want Buju to be long time be free. So in order to show a conspiracy, you're going to have some sort of evidence that there was collusion among people. How are you going to prove that? You're saying that the police officers arrested him without reasonable or probable cause. But if they had a statement from Ash saying that he would testify that these crimes were committed, that's probable cause. You're also alleging the police officers acted maliciously with the intent to deprive him of his liberty or in reckless disregard of the possibility that he might be unlawfully imprisoned. So how do you prove that? That police officers acted maliciously? Because that is their job, to act, and the actions of police officers often result in people being deprived of their liberty. Reckless disregard of the possibility that he might be unlawfully imprisoned. This stuff to me is hard to prove. I'm not a lawyer. I'd like to know if someone comes forward and say, that's what we did. Maybe a judge would agree. Maybe you could demonstrate it to a judge somehow. It says, outlining the alleged malice, the statement of claim adds that Dorsett's bank account showed there were no deposits into his account that correlated with the amounts of money falsely alleged by Ash to have been paid to Dorsett. Now, if Ash's statement was that he, and again, I have not seen the evidence in this case because I never made it to trial. If indeed Ash was saying he sent money to Dorsett's bank account and they looked at Dorsett's bank records and it showed no money being deposited, then you may have some case there. Yeah, but in terms of acting maliciously, you may have some case there. All right, because if anyone comes in, I gave this fella money. Really, how'd you give it to him? I sent money to his bank account, and I print out my bank statement for you. And I go, well, here's my bank account. Show me where he sent me any money. And there's nothing. I ain't expecting to go get charged. I'm going to be like, I showed you, ain't nothing happened. This says, outlining the alleged malice, the statement of claim as that Dorsett's bank, I said that already. Statement of claim also says Dorsett was invited to a confrontation with Ash, but the police elected not to conduct the confrontation without any explanation, thereby depriving Dorsett of the opportunity to demonstrate his innocence. That might have some teeth to it. Dorsett alleges that officer knew that Ash made statements of fact which contradicted his said false complaint. Maybe he has some evidence to show that. I don't know how you show that I knew something to be well, you could know something to be contradictory by looking at what you have before you. Maybe he has something that shows that. All right. So he says, according to the statement of claim, one of the investigating officers said to Dorsett, if it were up to them, the matter would not be pursued, but they'd receive instructions high up the political ladder. Okay. So again, I don't know how you prove that unless you have one of the investigating officers swearing that is what happened. So I think that for Dorsett, I think if he can prove that he lost income and all that, that's something. But malicious prosecution may be more difficult to prove. Malicious prosecution is more so in the face of all evidence to the contrary, you still move forward with the prosecution. And maybe he could demonstrate that to a judge. Okay. Let me explain to you what Dorsett said he went through now. Dorsett was held at CDU for 5 hours, according to the court document. He was then transported to Elizabeth Estates Police Station and was instructed by the officer in charge to sit in a room until his wife returned with a meal and change of clothes. Dorsett alleges that he was told by a senior officer at the station that he had been contacted by a superior officer who instructed to place him in a cell immediately. He claims this occurred after police aide of a senior politician walked into the room where he was seated and walked out. Again, that maybe the video evidence that it happened. You have sworn testimony this happened, or is that just you saying it happened? Because I don't know that I'm paying you based off. I don't know that I'm paying you no exemplary damages based on you just saying that this happened. A senior officer at the station said he'd been contacted by a superior officer who instructed to place him in the cell immediately. So somebody told them to do something. Okay. And this occurred after a police aide of a senior politician walked into the room where he was seated and walked out. Okay. Statement of claim says the condition of the cell was filthy, rank of urine, infested with mosquitoes and cockroaches. Of that I have no doubt. Dorset was also subject to a tortuous act of officers hitting the bars of the cell every 45 minutes. Well, that's not cool, is it? Did he mean tortuous or did he mean torturous? Tortuous means convoluted, and torturous means something made to cause incredible discomfort and harm. Tortuous. Anyway, Dorset was also subjected to the tortuous act of officers hitting the bars of the cell every 45 minutes throughout the night and early morning. Well, that's just not cool if that happened. Having regard to Dorset having four herniated discs in his back, it was also a painful experience, which also aggravated his sciatica. Boy, sciatica ain't nothing to play with, and I got that. Four herniated discs? You have, Dorset? Good Lord. That ain't much pain like that hernia pain. I've had Lexia. But it ain't nothing to play with. Now, I don't have sciatica. I have, I think, piriformis, which were the piriformis muscle. All right. It runs along that same like sciatic nerve type thing. That can get strained. But it ain't nothing to play with. It's hard to sleep. Four herniated discs, my goodness. The statement adds that at 5 a.m. on July 14th, he was handcuffed, placed in the rear of another police vehicle, and transported firstly to South Beach Police Station and then to CDU. What? Hold on. So Dorset was invited to attend CDU on July 13th. He was arrested, processed, handcuffed. They held him for 5 hours. Then he was transported to Elizabeth Estate Police Station. They don't say what time he got to CDU. Took him from CDU to Elizabeth Estate. Why would you do that? He went from CDU to Elizabeth Estate. So he took him all the way across town. Was instructed by the officer in charge to sit in the room until his wife returned with a meal and change of clothes. He was placed in a cell, a filthy, rank, mosquito and cockroach infested cell. During that time, officers allegedly hit on the bars of the cell every 45 minutes throughout the night and early morning. And he had a painful experience that aggravated his sciatica. At 5 a.m. the next day, he was handcuffed again, put in a police vehicle again, transported to South Beach Police Station, and then CDU. Yeah, I'm gonna want some money for that. I can tell you that. That don't sound necessary at all. The statement says, while Dorset was scheduled to be arraigned before the chief magistrate at 10 a.m., he was held in the cell until mid-afternoon, transported to court late in the afternoon, and was publicly paraded while handcuffed at the hands and ankles. Let me stick a pin in it right there, okay? And it gets a little greasy here. So we've had a lot of people say, why Wayne Monroe stop the perp walk, right? Where the police walk the alleged perpetrators of crime courthouse, right? And everybody gets a nice picture. Yeah? And they go, why the police stop the perp walk? And I think the perp walk should have ended. You can't give back those images, man. You got people shackled like Hannibal Lecter dragging them to court. You can cleanse that image. Even for the most gruesome, you know, repeat murderer, You ain't going to do all that. Right? It seems like an unnecessary humiliation. However, if we're not going to do the perp walk, we do, the public does have an interest in seeing who the person is who is charged with a crime, particularly in that a lot of people have the same name. Right? So you want to be able to differentiate who these people are. Every single person who is booked into CDU, taken to court or not, right? If they arrest your CDU, they're going to take your picture. Okay? If they arrest you at any police station, they take your picture. CDU, absolutely, they will take your, not only will they take your picture, they have cameras at every stop, at every door, right? Except if you're going to the off, well, hell, they may have cameras up there, I don't know. It's unfortunate that they went through that, all right? I don't like it for anyone, all right? I really don't. I think it's an arcane type practice. Okay, so he was transported to court in the late afternoon, was publicly paraded while handcuffed at the hands and ankles. Given the lateness of the hour, he was unable to make a bail application to the Supreme Court. So he's really alleging that it was intentional, that they sent him there late like that so he could be remanded. As such, he was remanded to prison where he was strip searched upon entry. Jesus. Placed in a cell. The statement of claim continues. On the morning of July 15th, 2017, having not taken a bath or shower, 2017, Dorsett was handcuffed at Her Majesty's prison, searched and then shackled at the ankles and hands before being placed on the bus to be transported to the Central Police Station, East Street North, the court document says. Dorsett was held in the cell at Central Police Station for the entire morning and was denied the use of toilet facilities. He was then paraded publicly by the ankles and hands from the station to the Supreme Court. Let me stop here. Again, I'll say this. If someone has committed five murders back to back to back and somehow they're on bail and or whatever they allege, you could maybe say there's a case to have him handcuffed and shackled X, Y, Z, and maybe, and again, I still don't think that you should have the perp walk with that. You could maybe say there's a case for that, to have them shackled. But what you shackle in Ken Dorsett before, what you handcuffing on the way to the court, like Frank Smith, things gonna happen. Like the X-Men are going to come free him? What do you imagine is going to go down? Like, tell me. He's James Bond and the Mission Impossible crew are going to perform a daring daylight rescue. Why do that to him? Just to humiliate him? Just to grind him underfoot? So you can have a public spectacle of him. That's good for y'all politicians. You think you're better than everybody. Why would you do that to anybody? Unless they were a legitimate flight risk. And if they're a flight risk, what are you walking them in the middle of the courtyard when anything could happen if there's such a risk? So you took this man to CDU. Okay, and I'm not pretending that this doesn't happen to other people, but they often don't sue over it. You took the man to CDU, then you took him to Elizabeth Estates Police Station. Let's let him stay there at that night, all right? Then you wouldn't let him sleep, so he says. You wouldn't let him bathe or nothing like this. His wife couldn't bring him his stuff. Well, it doesn't say whether his wife brought him his stuff or not. It doesn't end. I'm going to go further into it for you. Then you take him to South Beach Police Station. For what reason, I'm sure I don't know. And then you take him to CDU, you shackle him, handcuff him, drag him in front of the magistrate's court, right? In front of everybody. It's on every newspaper, everywhere, okay? Every website, everywhere. Still, I can just, in 2 seconds, I will Google Ken Dorsett and the picture will pop up. You were supposed to take him at 10, and I believe this because this happens every single day with the police. I'm not saying that things should run perfectly, but don't tell us come at 10 and then we're waiting until 3. You take him there late in the afternoon. He's got to get booked into the prison. You strip search him. You ever been strip searched? Me neither. Right? Strip search him. Put him in a cell on remand. He can't. He doesn't take a shower. Doesn't take a bath. You search him again when he's leaving the prison. Shackle him. To put him on the fortified prison bus. Transport him to Central Police Station. All right. Then you take him, shackle and handcuff before the Supreme Court. Uh-huh. It goes on to say, the statement of claim alleges the law officers of the Office of the Plea, and in violation of Article 20 of the Constitution, delayed Dorsett's prosecution and thereby exacerbated the injury and damage he suffered. He might have some problems proving that, that they violated it. That 2 days is some time, but they can hold you for longer than that. And I've seen them hold people for a week until the lawyer presents a habeas corpus motion. That may be prove a challenge for him. He says, pointing to the fact that this matter was eventually discontinued, Dorsett alleges that the government of the Bahamas had agreed to pay Ash for his testimony, and he had been demanding the continued payment from the public treasury of monies agreed by the government. And in that, Ken Dorsett had them cold. Because the current attorney general has said it on the record and has documentation likely to prove that. In that, I would just settle with him on that for certain. Loss and damage. The statement of claim says Dorsett had a stellar professional career in law and education with over 25 years experience prior to being charged. It says Dorsett's annual revenue from his legal practice was in the range of $800,000 to $1 million prior to being elected to parliament and being appointed a cabinet minister. Listen to me. I know you guys think all politicians are garbage and are thieving fiends, right? And, you know, anyway, I know for a fact that a number of politicians are people who just mean well and want to serve their they want the clout too. A lot of them, like, they're already wealthy. They want the clout and they want minister. I got a car, a driver. People stand up when I come in the room. You know what I mean? Everyone's fawning all over me. Diplomatic passport. I throw deuces at the border patrol agent. You know what I mean? You get a lot. They hold a plane for you. All this. You get to jump the line. Some people just want the clout. Listen to me, any of my friends out here, if any of you are making $800,000 to $1 million per year, first, I'd like to understand what you're doing so that I can help you do it and also make $800,000 to $1 million a year. Second, don't worry about dealing with the parliament, eh? We can start a nonprofit. We can feed the children. We can sponsor some pregnant teenagers. You understand? We can do good. We can build a community center, after school help. We can start up a boys' brigade chapter, some junior achievement. We can do some good. You don't got to go through all this. So Dorsett's annual revenue from his legal practice is in the range of $800,000 to $1 million a year. You got to prove that for me. You have to show me that. I ain't saying you don't know us. I ain't saying you wasn't making $1 million. I'm saying you're telling me you're making $1 million. You got to show me where you made $1 million. It says, as a result of his legal trouble, some clients of his law firm threatened the other partners of the firm they would withdraw their business if Dorsett continued to be part of the firm. He could probably prove that. The threat of economic loss resulted in the partnership's dissolution on December 31st, 2017, according to the court document, which adds that According to the court documentary, which adds that the former minister was blacklisted by Bahamian banks. I don't know how you prove that, but you maybe don't. It says he was a real estate lawyer. Well, hell, that's all lawyers. What do you do, conveyances? Or he was like high-end, like Ocean Club, Harbor Island type real estate. We got two calls on the line. Oh, no, I don't know if I... Let's see what happens. Everybody go. I'm going to go off topic, but let me introduce a different. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. No, no caller. All right. No problem. This says economic loss resulted in the partnership's dissolution. Well, if you dissolved his partnership with his business partners, that's clear loss and damage. Partner's dissolution on December 31st, 2017, according to the court document, which adds that the former minister was then blacklisted by Bahamian banks. This is one, revenue's different from profit. Revenue of 100, of 800K is different from profit. You're true, true. That is true. You could book, you could have $1 million business and not be bringing home even close to $1 million. That is true. You make a good point. However, he's not saying he wants the profit on whatever revenue on $1 million. He's saying he wants the money. I want $1 million. That's what he's saying. It says the banks have a list of lawyers firms approved through their business. Oh, okay. You're saying that he was blacklisted in terms of he was no longer, their firm was no longer allowed by banks to do business on behalf of their clients. That I can understand. They do that. Banks do that with, they do it with appraisers. They do it with construction companies. They do it with property managers. They do it with all sorts of people. They do it with lawyers, certainly. Yeah. They have a list. So he could probably prove being blacklisted by Bahamian banks. Aside from like the political persecution part, he got a strong case. It says the statement of claim says Dorsett's children were subjected to unfair, malicious verbal exchanges from their peers, and in some instances, the parents of their peers. Let me just finish this and I'll explain something to you. Dorsett and his family have suffered emotional stress and depression, the statement of claim says. To attempt to mitigate the stress, Dorsett's wife and children relocated to the United States of America, and his son from a previous marriage was enrolled in a smaller, more expensive environment, it adds. It says the relocation of Dorsett's family with a view to keeping the family together and in a healthy environment came at a significant cost to Dorsett, the statement says. Dorsett's statement of claim was filed by McKinney Turner & Co. on June 20th. We're going to take a break in just a moment, but let me say this. The $800K to $1 million a year, I'm just going to speak on behalf of this man because I understand what it's like as a father and husband. The $800K to $1 million a year, the loss of $800K to $1 million a year, the being arrested, and treating the way he alleges he was being treated, the way he alleges he was being treated while in custody, the being hauled before the court in shackles and handcuffs, the public humiliation, the dissolution of your law partnership that you worked to build, the being blacklisted by banks, okay? None of that. Losing all of that does not matter as much to you as what your family goes through. The $4 million he wants for me,
Wolf's new sales center. Our Wolf and Jerome branch has been converted into a sales center to assist with personalized financial advice, applications for new and switch mortgages, home builders loans, non-resident and second home mortgages, personal loans, credit cards, as well as investment and insurance services. Also, try our new ABMs at our Wolf and Jerome sales center to conduct multiple transactions for your convenience. Visit Scotiabank's new sales center on Wolf Road and Jerome Avenue today, or call 242-356-1697 or 9 for more info.
You do coffee, you have cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at
242-356-0249.
Fidelity, we're good for you. I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tune in Gretzi.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody's...
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting, 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 traveling.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Your relationship with Fidelity today, so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind: Will Max Pharmacy. A team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always, you'll always cover me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Celebrate every day like a birthday with Marco's Pizza Carryout Special. Spend less and get more with our large one-topping pizza for only $10.50. Yes, one topping of your choice served on our fresh dough, fresh cheese, every single day for only $10.50. Marco's Pizza, where every day something special happens. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, Then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say I hide none under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Is this thing on?
Listen up! Nassau's favorite Friday happy hour event is back! But this time, bigger and better than ever! Versage Star 106 and Fish Fry Fridays!
1, 2, 3, go!
Friday, July 29th, kicking off at 6:30 p.m. at the exclusive 12-volt bar at the beautiful Margaritaville downtown. It's a happy hour like no other with the Versage Band! Live! Get off from work, kick off your shoes, and enjoy the best of the Margaritaville Downtown Original Fish Fry Fridays. Friday, July 29th.
All party massage!
Admission is $25 and includes one free Bacardi mojito. Or enjoy the Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55. Tune into Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Fridays.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Apologies, my internet at home failed again. I'm currently using my home as a hotspot. BTC, I like you. We had issues in the past. We got past it. I'm not going to be out here talking about you got the best fiber going on if you can't keep it popping on Village Road. I'm now using my live phone as a mobile hotspot, so we'll see how that all works with what we got going on. So I don't know if I'm using my phone as a hotspot, the other internet, because I only got a few minutes left. I'm going to stick with the hotspot. Data charges be damned. Okay, so I was saying before we went to the break, right? You can't pay me for what my family and my children go through. The $1 million I lost, the friendships, the business partnership, okay? The treatment, being hauled before the court, shackled like some sort of freak. The being put in a cell and I got hernia and it's uncomfortable. None of that is worth as much to me as to see my family go through this. None of it. I don't know if you caught this. I was saying, forget $4 million. The $4 million, that'll help me catch back up, right? But $4 million can't ease my mind. $10 million can't. Now, $10 million could help, all right? But to have your children go through it, you will give almost anything. I'm not saying your children should be shielded from the entire world. I'm not saying your children should never be subject to discomfort or adversity. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when you go through this, your children go through it, and your children had nothing to do with it. I had said before we went to the break, I wish I had a camera here when Shane Gibson was here for this reason. Not because I want to put Shane Gibson on display to the world. Not that it would have made a difference because everyone heard the show anyway. But I would have wanted you to see, because people, a couple of people said, you know, oh, you were just so kind to Gibson. Like, what did you, the man tells me he goes through hell. He already went through a court trial. And so he comes to prosecute him again, make him feel like dirt again. I just want to understand what he went through. I wish a camera were here for this reason. If you would have seen Shane Gibson talk about how his relationship with Menace, and he never expected that, and how I really have to pray. You really have to lean into your Christianity because you really would hate some people and all that. He was fine, right? Perfectly composed. If you would have seen him talk about what his children went through and his family went through, he could barely keep it together. And Shane, you know we cool. I ain't trying to say you ain't, you less than a man or whatever like that, but men cry too, right? He could barely keep it together. All the prison, the experience, the shit, have your name drugged through the mud, the $2.5 million he got, that couldn't keep the pain at bay when he thought about what his children went through. When he talked about missing his daughter's graduation, he couldn't speak. We had to end the show. It brought him to tears. So at the end of the day, all this other cloud matters. Some of you are sociopaths, right? And don't have an emotional center and believe you were hatched as is and perfect the day you were born. And you don't really care about other people. The vast majority of us, we live our lives to form connections, to have families. When your children are born, there's a connection. Some of you, I don't understand. There's a connection that's almost impossible to break. I've never felt anything like it. All right. And it's the same thing when my wife looks at me, I'm like, yeah, she loves me, right? But when my wife looks at my children, I'm like, she don't love me like that. Yeah. And I didn't carry them and birth them, right? You cannot take away. And so that's what we call pain and suffering. You can't take that away. You could restore a lot of things. But you can't pay me for what my family went through. All right. So anyway, they're probably going to settle. I don't doubt he'll get the $4 million. Whether you think that's a judicious way for our money to be spent is another matter. That the last administration blew our money. I don't know. I imagine how much money was actually spent on this. That's something else you could talk about. In terms of should the settlement be made public? Absolutely, I think so. But we got to be careful when we do these things, all right? And we got to be careful how we jump up in the House and laugh and rah, rah, rah about it, right? But not that he really laughed with menace, and then person after person gets out the corruption of the past administration. You're dealing with human beings, right? And so even with Adrian Gibson, I've known Adrian a long time, as I said, and I wish the best for him. I do think that duty says you resign from the House, but and that's my thoughts on it. But you be careful with that too, right? He too is a father, all right? He too has a family. And so you got to be careful about these things. And lots of people do. But a lot of people will get, their fathers and mothers will get locked up or whatever like that. And people won't know unless they're really close to them. You're an MP, everybody's going to know. Hell, you're a talk show, everybody's going to know. Anyway, that's it for the show. Make of it what you will. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all your texts. Blame BTC. And thanks to Alive for providing an awesome hotspot. Like I said, I won't be on the air tomorrow, but Lord willing, I'll still be around. And Monday, we'll talk again. You guys take care out there and have a great weekend, Bahamas. Yeah.